Top European scientist Mauro Ferrari has argued the bloc should have pursued a more coordinated response. He resigned last week in protest from his post as president of the European Research Council. Professor Ferrari, you wrote in your statement of resignation that you're, quote, extremely disappointed by the European response, end quote, to the pandemic, and that you've lost faith in the system itself. What is the problem with the EU's response in your eyes?
Of course, the response to coronavirus is an extraordinarily complicated, multifaceted problem for everybody, no matter where we are in the world. And science, this is the number one point I want to make, science needs to be the foundation for the response. How do we get the data to make sure that the policy decisions are based on science? It requires very coordinated collaborative programs and sharing of data among different countries, regions, cities, you name it. Now, Europe has done a number of good things. Unfortunately, their ability to share information with each other has been limited.
What has limited that collaboration?
If you look at the reasons for my resignation, of course, this consideration about the public healthcare response was one consideration indeed. And the reason for my resignation was that I thought the European Research Council needed to have a special program dedicated, of course, to the COVID-19 response, discovering the new science frontiers, because we have very limited amount of scientific information about this virus. So I called for a special program dedicated to this that would be very strongly interdisciplinary to come up with true breakthrough solutions. And unfortunately, the proposal for a program was voted down unanimously.
Not only was that suggestion of a scientific program to combat the virus shot down unanimously, the European Research Council also requested your resignation. You also resigned yourself. What was their reasoning, though? I mean, why didn't they want this plan?
The European Research Council prides itself on being the champion organization of what is known as bottom-up science, meaning that rather than specifying what topics are the focus of the various programmatic initiatives, say COVID or poverty, the ERC simply encourages the best of scientists to submit their proposals and then convenes panels of experts to decide which ones are most exciting and most promising. By converse, top-down means that you assign a specific topic and you say, give me your best proposals in this topic. And I was not advocating that that should change. I was just advocating that we should add on top of that some programs that would be top-down on COVID so that this great wealth of scientific excellence could be brought to bear. There is such a huge need for these healthcare crisis potentially of unprecedented proportions in the history of humankind, that we need to all roll up our sleeves and get the job done no matter what we do in our regular lives. Now's the time for an emergency response.
Do you think it suggests that there is an unwillingness across Europe to collaborate?
The world of science likes collaboration, and that I've seen pretty much everywhere. However, it is true that I think we have seen a bit of a reversal in Europe, and we have seen that really become dramatic at this time of the coronavirus crisis, with countries that they've been working on bringing down barriers and borders for all these years, all of a sudden setting up unilateral barrier and border restrictions and travel restrictions against one another. And they say almost a reversal to medieval times in some ways. So I think this time of stress, Europe has reversed to a much less unitary, I think, approach to everything.
Professor Mauro Ferrari is the former president of the European Research Council. He resigned from his post last week in protest. Professor, thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much.